the Postmaster General. You remember he was giving his speech. He was talking about how the post office, to turn around its financial fortunes, really needs to act more like a business. And it needs the Congress to pass a law loosening government regulation so that it can act more like its competitors, like FedEx, like UPS. And then just a couple of protesters, maybe you got a better look than I did, but to me it seemed like only a handful, who got into the ticketed luncheon, stood up, and they were actually very polite in what they said.
99%. We are the 99%.
Don't privatize the post office.
Don't privatize the
post office. It's a public service.
It's a public service.
Not a profit center for FedEx and UPS.
Not a profit center for FedEx and UPS.
To rip off the people.
To rip off the people.
Return the overpaid pension fund.
Return the overpaid pension fund.
And they went on for a while until security pulled them out of the room, only because they started chanting a little bit more forcefully that the Postmaster General, Donahoe, has got to go. He actually, I thought he handled it well. I don't know what you thought, Amy, but, you know, he said, well, they've actually been paying attention, and that's a good thing. And it kind of shows that the American public perhaps is also very carefully watching what happens to this agency.
Yeah, he did just stand and wait for them to finish what it is they had to say, let them have their say. And when they were escorted out of the room, he said, you know, yeah, they have been paying attention. This is a problem. But meanwhile, the Postal Service has recorded a more than $5 billion loss in the past year. Of course, as you reported earlier, that would have been worse except for that payment to the Treasury for future retiree health benefits. So now what?
Well, now basically Donahoe wants Congress to pass a law. He's been saying this for a long time. It's nothing new, but they're saying that the Postal Service won't have enough money to operate, to deliver the mail by next fall, and they expect to post a $14.1 billion loss next year if nothing is done. Now, he says that if Congress passes a bill to give the Postal Service all the flexibility that it needs, basically grant them their wish list, he could drive the Postal Service out of the red by 2013, so basically turn around the agency in 2 years. But he says both bills that are moving through the Senate and the House, respectively, are making changes in the right direction, but are just going far too slowly.
Unfortunately, the legislation currently drafted in both houses of Congress would not provide the Postal Service with the speed and flexibility that it needs. Both bills have elements that delay tough decisions and impose greater constraints on our business model. Taken as they are, they do not come close to enabling the cost reductions of $20 billion by 2015, which they must do for us in order to return back to profitability. If passed today, either bill would provide at best a couple of years of profitability and at least many decades of steep losses.
So he wants basically the Postal Service to be able to cut Saturday mail delivery, to consolidate facilities. It's already studying that now, to slim down its workforce through early retirement or other means, to trim its healthcare offerings to that workforce. And he wants to be able to do all of this now.
Meanwhile, the Postal Service has to renegotiate their contracts with their two largest unions. They even issued a press release talking about that, saying that those employees are working under expired contracts and they've extended that deadline. So what happens with that now?
Well, Donahoe says the agency is seeking more flexibility from labor, which may mean an end to the no layoff provision in their contracts. But he didn't say that. And he seemed positive to me that they would reach a conclusion within the next couple weeks. After the luncheon, NALC President Fred Rolando gave his own press briefing. He also described the negotiations as positive. He said they're working on hammering out a new health care program to save the agency money.
Well, let's see. I would say we have probably about 40% of it would come from Medicare savings. Probably closer to 60% for Medicare savings if we looked at Part A, Part B, and Part D of Medicare and integrating that into the process. There would be, we believe, quite a bit of savings in the administration, the joint administration of the program. And there is a decent component, probably 20%, that involves the accounting methods that the Postal Service would be allowed to use if they came outside of the federal program.
The new deadline is December 7th.